I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and I guess as far as fishing and fronts and all that, at least with all the weather we've had, it's a good excuse when fishermen go out and don't catch fish, right?
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of that lately. It's been a tough bite. You know, we're still seeing a fair amount of pressure, especially on the weekends. Wall Bay continues to take, you know, most of our pressure, and I don't know, people are struggling. There's some catching fish, but a lot just aren't doing much out there. But, you know, I'd say Wall Bay is probably one of your top choices in our area. Bitter's still getting a few people down there, but mainly a walleye bite at times. I know a lot of people are spending the night on Bitter Lake and, you know, catching one or two fish overnight, so it's by no means a great bite anywhere right now.
It seems like it usually starts out in that northeast corner, and then kind of they spread out all over after that bite or fish move. But was that area starting out, or for the first few weeks, the number one area again this year?
Yeah, I would say so. I drove by it, you know, a few times, and that's for most of the vehicles you could see were in that area. Like you said, then as the winter progresses, we'll start moving around that lake more. I think there's a fair amount of heaves on most of our lakes, so people got to be careful of those heaves. Just try to, if you go to drive over, you better be make sure you're safe on that deal.
Minnewasta, Blue Dog, Enemy, Pickerel?
You know, there's some activity on Minnewasta I've heard. I think a few fish are being caught there. Blue Dog, I haven't seen much for activity on that one, and really haven't heard of much going on Enemy or Pickerel. I think, you know, I think a few people are trying all these waters here and there, but so far nothing's really taken off on them yet.
Lynn and Opitz?
I know some people tried Lynn. I think they're getting a few fish on Lynn, but it just hasn't been much. Opitz, I haven't heard of anything going on there. Drove by there a couple days ago and then saw one shack out there and a couple guys standing out beside it, so it doesn't look like there's a lot of pressure on Opitz right now.
Any perch bites any place? Bigger, you know, sloughs or...
Yeah, there's that area they're calling North Hazleton. That's been one of the busier lakes outside of Wall Bay, and I think they're getting a few perch up there, but I've talked to a few people, and it sounds like, you know, it's a tough bite as well. They see a lot of fish, they're just not catching many of them. But that's one of those lakes where part of it's going to be closed down here shortly. The landowner has come in and got the signs, and so those signs will be going up soon, so parts of that will be closed here shortly.
Pius, anything?
You know, I haven't heard too much going there. I know a few people have tried it. You know, I think there's a really good perch population as well as walleye population in there. The way the limited snow, you should still be able to get in across the GPA on the southwest part of the lake, so you should still be able to get in there. But so far, I just haven't heard much of a bite up there.
And then antelope or horseshoe?
You know, nothing really happening on those. I think a few people are trying them, but just haven't heard of anything spectacular going on either one of those yet.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese on the phone. And Dave, starting off at Lake Ponset, I was down in that area Tuesday, a few guys and a few fish coming off that west side, but not a lot of fishing pressure. On any given day on Ponset the last few years, even a weekday, you might see a dozen or you might see 100 fishermen, but not a lot of pressure I've seen in the last few days.
You know, the reports have been really mixed, and I think it's kind of spotty all over. You're either doing really well or not doing anything at all. Ponset, heard some good reports Friday. I think the fish bit all over on Friday morning, at least the perch. Heard a bunch of good reports there, but heard some good reports. Heard reports on Saturday of people catching nothing. We had a guy call us. They were fishing over on the east side. And said, hey, come on up on Sunday, and we made the mistake of not going. And I know they filled on their walleyes. And, of course, we went over to Whitewood and took a look there. And big heave in front of the boat ramp. You won't be able to get on there. People are driving on, but they're driving on further to the east right off the east end of that beach there. But anyways, we saw some big walleyes come off. One guy at a party had some 4 or 5 pound walleyes, some really big perch. But overall, I think things were slow on Sunday on Whitewood. Talked to some other parties, and there wasn't that much going on. Thompson was a mixed bag. Unfortunately, we were on the losing end of the stick. We never marked a fish, but co-workers were on the west end of that pack up on the northeast side, and they caught fish, pretty good catches of walleye, perch, a few crappies, and the crappies are huge in the mix. So I think the fishing's pretty good. Ice conditions in general seem to be good. It looked like there was 15, 16 inches of ice on Thompson the day we were out there.
From the 81 ponds down to Madison, anything happening, Dave?
You know, there's a little bit of fishing going on. I think there's a little bit going on Madison. I've heard a few reports of some fish being caught. Have not heard anything on 81, and really haven't heard much on Sinai, Brush, the Oak Woods, that group. Closer to Sioux Falls, sounds like Island Lake's producing a few walleyes. The North Lake, it sounds like that bite is after dark. They're catching a few fish over on Beaver Lake by Humboldt there, getting a few walleyes and perch there. And then Wall Lake, I think they're catching a few of those stocked perch that we put in there. So I think even down around Sioux Falls, people are getting out. Ice conditions are good, and it's hit or miss, but if you hit it right, you're catching some nice fish.
Well, Dave Lucchesi, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks and Conservation Officer, and I believe a District Director, Craig Hawes. But, Craig, as far as fishing, right here, Kempeska, Pelican, Goose Lake, maybe a few fish coming out?
Yep, a few fish. I've heard a few fish coming out of Kempeska. I wouldn't say it's real fast and furious, but picking up a few. We did have a vehicle go through on Tuesday night at Memorial Point. Sounded like it was on a heave, so definitely be cautious of those areas. Pelican has been pretty slow. Have not heard a lot of activity coming off of Pelican, but a few people trying it.
Goose Lake seems to be a little bit off. I know people that have tried and not fared well and occasionally catch some perch, but it's kind of been fickle this year.
Yep, and there has been a little bit more traffic, yeah, so it's getting some fishing pressure, but have not seen a lot of return on it. Pretty spotty, if anything, and definitely not consistent.
And seems like Clear Lake by Thomas has had quite a bit of pressure so far this winter.
Yep, it started out as soon as they had ice. You know, everything was, you know, the best ice formed on that east point. Quite a few fishermen over there, and they were doing pretty good early with pretty much everything, you know, those walleyes. Keepers have been probably that 14 to 16 inch with a lot of smaller ones. A few crappies once in a while and a few perch once in a while. Now that the ice got better, it seems like everybody's kind of migrating out to the middle. This weekend looked like it was pretty decent fishing. There's probably 50 to 75 shacks out there most of the weekend. Looked like success was pretty good. Mostly mornings and evenings are the best times. And last couple of days, it seems like it slowed down quite a bit, and definitely the traffic has.
Long Lake, Dry Lake, Grass Lake, not much going on?
Well, I haven't heard much reports. Heard some smaller walleyes coming off Dry by Florence. Not a lot of bigger fish, and it sounds like most of them are probably under 15 inches and quite a few in that 12-inch range.
Well, Craig Hawes, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks offices, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And some other events coming up. The January 13th on Bitter Lake, the SD Ice X, the $20 entry fee. This is open to all members of the Armed Forces, past, present, and their guests. A lot of door prizes. good information. Should be a good fishing day. For more information on this tournament, call Todd Rose, 881-8107, or Jerry Somseth, 216-2970. It's also the ice fishing tournament fundraiser, and it'll be on Indian Springs, and it's the fishingforstump.com tournament, Stump Wilkins benefit, and you can get a hold of Ryan at 690-5491, Neil Jensen, 868-0385, or Mike Zell, 350-2778. Again, an all-nighter, January 13th through the 14th on Indian Springs, and the Stump Wilkins benefit. Governor's Winter Games coming up on January 20th and 21st down at the Lake Ponset area. Lots of kids stuff, a poker run with $2,000 for first place. We'll have more information on the Governor's Winter Games, the Ponset Pounders, at Lake Ponset next Saturday and Sunday, along with that Friday-Saturday CMN tournament. Then coming up, the 21st Annual Grass Lake Conservation Club's tournament on Dry Lake and Grass Lake. That is on February 3rd. And the South Dakota Trappers' 4th Annual Ice Fishing Tournament is February 10th. More as those tournaments get closer. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up north of Pier to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit with the Game Fish and Parks, Tim Withers. And Tim, how's the bird numbers and the goose and duck hunting the last week?
You know, the bird numbers are pretty decent. Our last aerial survey, I think there was around 80,000 that hung in Pier and around 10,000 on Oahe. By the time he could get into up to Oahe on a fly, it was so cloudy here. It had been kind of that steam coming off the lake, so it was later. He knew he missed some, but since then, you know, the weather warmed up, and a lot of these birds that were hanging in Pier below the dam have since moved up into back into Lake Oahe, so it really spread the birds out. Hunting's been pretty decent. We had a great youth hunt. I mean, probably one of the best ever, so kids got to experience some great hunting.
How far away did they actually decoy geese in the fields from Pier?
I mean, you know, we stayed. I guess we used quite a few more than normal for us for the youth hunt. We used three of the fields.
Okay.
For the youth hunt, and then we hunted some private stuff off, you know, close to town.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad they had a good hunt. As far as birds, is it all froze up, like from Farm Island all the way down to the pocket?
You know, the reports I was hearing, a lot of that area had froze, and I think some of that probably opened up, you know, where it maybe froze that last day or so of the cold stuff. The wind, of course, and even the current will cut that out quite a bit. And, you know, even Lake Oahe, you know, opened up pretty good chunk of area that had been frozen, you know, like for a day or so, and then with the warmer weather and the winds and everything, that opened it back up.
Well, good. Geese around, hunting still available out there. If they have questions to the goose trailer, what's the phone number?
Yeah, you can give us a call at area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to Milbank, South Dakota. Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peckelder, and walleyes and perch, are they still kind of working up in that Kasulke area?
Yeah, the perch bite's still going okay in that Kasulke area and a little bit further south of the Kasulke area. There's been a few more shacks moving into that area specifically, and then I've seen another cluster of people right out in front of Hartford and a little bit north of Hartford, too, that are keying in on some perch. Otherwise, walleyes, they are catching some. As you go further north, there's that public access, the Hiawatha access on the South Dakota side. Out in front of there, there's been some people catching some, and then further north as well.
Not around the rearing ponds or the south end of the lake, just not much fishing pressure?
A little bit of fishing pressure down there, but nothing like what you've got further north on the lake. There's a few guys looking at the Manhattan Reef area right there around the big islands that are looking for some bluegills, but otherwise, just kind of quiet on that end of the lake.
And as far as Traverse, any word on fishing pressure up there?
Just haven't heard much about Traverse. I'm guessing there's probably a few of the locals out there that are probably getting in on some walleyes, but like usual, they're not saying too much.
And what, 8-10 inches of ice at best?
You know, is what I've been seeing actually is a little better than that, up to about 15.
Wow!
But there's going to be spots that aren't near as good, and unfortunately, it kind of all looks the same out there right now with scattered snow and things like that. We've got a few heaves and pressure ridges out there, but yeah, it's one of them things where you just don't want to go driving all over the place until you really know.
Jamie Peck, Elder, CEO out of Grant County. Thank you. Well, now on the phone we have Doug Fries, and we're going to talk about the 4th Annual Children's Miracle Network, that all-night ice fishing tournament, and it's coming up January 19th and 20th. And Doug, tell us a little more about it.
That's right. Thanks for having us on, Don. And like you said, it's our 4th Annual tourney down there on Lake Ponset. It starts next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and it runs until Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. And it's kind of set up for the guys that have the sleeper shacks and want to do that all-night fishing excursion. But you know what? Corey and I were just talking the other day that we looked at some of our past records, and really we have 5 classes that we're awarding prizes to. And the prizes have really been split for the guys that stay out there all night or the guys that just come in and fish Saturday morning. So don't think that you have to be out there 24 hours to win the tournament. That's not the case. You can show up Saturday and still catch a big fish and get the big prize.
And a lot of the end results are going to happen over at the Lake Region Golf Course, and there's not a lot of snow or anything around there, so it's kind of a great place to warm up and go hand out all the winnings.
It is. We're going to have some free food and some beverages available there, and we're real excited this year. The Running Store in Brookings donated 25 rod and reel combos to the first 25 kids to come weigh in on Saturday. So 25 kids are going to walk away from the lake with a nice rod and reel donated from Runnings and Brookings. So we're real excited for that as well.
Also, Doug, last year you sold out. I think there's a few dozen, or how many tickets do you think as of this Thursday morning there might be left, 60, 70 or more?
Yeah, we know we're under 100, and as you said, Don, last year we sold out at 199. This year we did increase it to 300. We had to turn a lot of anglers away last year, and I tell you what, social media is a great thing. If you get on the Facebook page, Fishing for Miracles, that's Fishing, the number 4, and then Miracles, there's a lot of good useful information on there that's going to talk about the tournament, and looks like the weather forecast is going to be good. And I can't wait to get out there and catch some fish and raise a bunch of money for a great cause. The Children's Miracle Network, last year when Watertown Radio had their 2-day radiothon, we went in and we donated a check for $5,700 is what we raised for last year's tournament.
Wonderful.
And our sights are set for about $7,500 this year. So we need everybody's support to come out and help us make that happen.
And we've got tickets right here at the radio station. Somebody's here usually from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so you can come on in here or you can call ahead. If you're making sure that you want them and you'll come by, we can reserve some for you. But we're right here at KWAT. And again, Doug Fries, good luck with the tournament. And we'll do a wrap-up with you the week after the tournament. And again, have good luck.
Don, we appreciate it. And we thank you guys for all the support.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.